From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Hundreds of students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, gathered Wednesday at the Capitol in Tallahassee to pressure lawmakers to approve tougher gun control laws 1 week after one of the most deadly U.S. school shootings. A gunman killed 17 people at the Parkland school, triggering a wave of protests by students in Tallahassee and elsewhere in the United States. The American Christian evangelist Billy Graham, often considered one of the most influential preachers of the 20th century, died Wednesday at the age of 99. For decades, he waved a Bible over his head as he preached to more than 200 million people in 185 countries and territories. He staged massive rallies called the Billy Graham Crusades that were attended by thousands of people and reached millions more on television. During 7 decades of preaching, he declared that belief and acceptance of Jesus Christ was the only answer to humanity's troubles. Residents of Syria's eastern Ghouta district said Wednesday they are waiting for their turn to die amid one of the most intense bombardments of the war by pro-government forces on the besieged, rebel-held enclave near Damascus. At least 38 people died on Wednesday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 310 people have been killed in the district since Sunday night, with more than 1,550 injured. This is VOA News. Israel's longtime leader is facing a deepening corruption investigation that is threatening his grip on power. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israeli media say a close associate of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to testify against him in a bribery scandal. Shlomo Filber was arrested on suspicion of promoting the interests of Israel's powerful telecom company in exchange for more positive news coverage of the prime minister. Police have not confirmed that Filber has turned state's witness, but Netanyahu quickly denied any wrongdoing. He described the allegations as a witch hunt, madness, and lies. The new revelations follow a police recommendation last week that Netanyahu should be indicted for bribery and fraud in 2 other corruption cases. Opposition leaders like Tzipi Livni are calling on the Israeli leader to resign. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more than a decade, African nations have put in a generally dismal performance on Transparency International's annual Corruption Perceptions Index, and they continue to do so in 2017, that is, according to the latest index released Wednesday. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
Sub-Saharan Africa continues to do poorly in Transparency International's annual corruption index, with Somalia maintaining its 12-year streak at the bottom of its chart of 180 countries. The index found more than two-thirds of the countries surveyed scored below 50 points on the 100-point scale, with an average score of 43. African nations averaged a score of 32. Somalia scored just 9. 2017 also saw the fall of several leaders long accused of shady dealings. Gambia's Yahya Jammeh, Angola's José Eduardo dos Santos, Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, and most recently South Africa's Jacob Zuma. A high-level corruption scandal also tainted the administration of Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, who resigned earlier this month amid mounting anti-government protests. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Human Rights Watch has accused Somali government authorities of abusing children who are allegedly associated with the militant group Al-Shabaab. In a report released Wednesday, the rights group said boys are being illegally detained and sometimes prosecuted in military courts. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.